produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Greetings, my name is Matsia Mukwena, coming from South Africa. The name of the program is called The Voice of God, Lentswe la Modimo, and we are broadcasting on SKM Radio Network, USA and World, and this program is produced by Mercedes Godu. Today I will be talking about the next generation. From the beginning, God designed and ordained that one generation must pass on their knowledge of God to the next generation. And even today, it is no different. We are to take the torch from the past generation and keep it alive to the next generation. It must be passed on to the next generation. The power of God must be known by the next generation so that the move of God and the things of the Spirit will not be lost by the future generations. It's said today because every time this knowledge is passed from one generation to another, we seem to lose a little bit of what our forefathers experienced, what they saw, the great miracles, the great work of God. We seem to miss that. We seem to lose focus of that. We must always, we need to preach the uncompromising word of truth and never or not allow that to become watered down. And we cannot allow ourselves to compromise the truth and the purity of the word of God. I am going to read from the book of Psalms 145, starting from verse 4 to 6. And it says, one generation shall praise your works to another, and it shall declare your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty and will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will declare your great works. Now we have a responsibility of declaring the mighty works of God to the next generation. We have the responsibility of speaking about his glorious splendor of the majesty God to the next generation. That knowledge cannot be lost. Hence, it is important that the next generation must hear from the current, must hear from the previous generation about the mighty works of God. And as we continue, I will like to mention that in the book of Genesis 17, reading from verse 7, it clearly speaks about the everlasting covenant after Abram in their generation. That means every generation has the responsibility of praising and saying, there is a great and a mighty God that we ought to look upon and trust in him. They must also remember the same message of the gospel, that he is the only true God. We must remember that Obedience to God, it always positions us and it puts us in a position for God to display His glory in our lives. When we obey Him, we put ourselves in God's pattern. God wants us to be obedient to Him because the Word of God, it never changes. It remains the same. Obedience cannot be changed into anything, but we must be obedient to the Word of God. Everything about God, it has always been about generations to generation. When we read from the book of Psalms 78, I will start reading from verse 4 to verse 7. It says, "We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious works of the Lord, about His power and His mighty wonders, so that the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born, and they in turn will teach their own children." So each generation should set its hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Every generation is mandated to keep the commandments. That is why we cannot hide the truth from our children. Our children need to be taught. The next generation needs to know about this wonderful God that we have in Christ, because He is the El Shaddai. He is the Almighty God. Now God is showing His plans. Or God had a plan for how He wants us to pass down our faith. And it is important that it is correctly passed on to the next generation. Each generation has the responsibility to bear witnesses before the next generation. To carry on and transfer correct knowledge of the Word of God to the next generation. The next generation has to be taken care of. It has to know and be concerned about the things of God and His mighty works. We are to do this so that the next generation after us will not lose sight of God. We need to keep the Word of God as pure as possible so that His glorious power will not be lost by the next generation, but instead the next generation might find hope in Him, might find strength in Him, that they will call upon Him. Each generation, ladies and gentlemen, is responsible and it has to teach the next generation. It is our responsibility to pass on the real and the whole gospel to the next generation. We are here and have the responsibility to transfer the good news. I'm going to read from Luke 18, verse 16, and it says, "Let the children come to me." That is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "Let them come to me. Do not forbid them from coming to me, for of such is the kingdom of God." He says, "Let them come to me." It is important that the children know the Lord Jesus Christ, and they must come to Him. They must call upon Him. They must have their faith in Him. Each generation should place their hope in God. It is our duty to present a pure gospel to the next generation so that they can see that we are serving a real God who cares. As parents and adults, we think that, no, they are just kids, they don't need to know. But let us remember that as young as they are, we need to teach them. We must not assume that children will automatically just come to God. We need to make every effort to help them to understand who God is and why it is important to have God as a personal savior. Let us not assume that it will automatically happen because they are born in a Christian home. Let us teach the next generation so that they do not lose sight of their power and their hope in God. I am going to read from the book of Judges 2, Kebala, from verse 8 to 10. It says, "Now Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, and he was 110 years old." Now the Bible says that he was buried, and when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who had a problem. And this problem was that they did not know the Lord nor the works which he had done for Israel. Now, how did it happen that the next generation that rose did not know God? They did not even know any of his wonderful works. How can that happen? How can the generation that followed men like Joshua and Caleb turn away from God in order to worship idols? How did Caleb and Joshua miss transferring such powerful knowledge, such great works of the Lord to the next generation? Mohlomong Joshua, perhaps they thought that or they assumed that their children would follow in their footsteps. They thought it will automatically happen, but it didn't happen. One generation made a decision not to follow God. They made a decision to turn away from the true God, and they served idols. It is very sad that in this generation, we have young people who say there is no God. There are those young people who say, we do not understand what is this thing about the gospel. Let us make sure that we do not make that mistake, that the generation that will come after us will not know the Lord, nor the works of this mighty God we serve. It is our responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, let us teach our children, let us teach the next generation so that they will also transfer the pure gospel to the next generation. The Bible says that they followed and they worshiped various gods of the nations around them. They lost focus of who God is and lost the knowledge of the great work and the mighty works he performed for Israel. The Bible says, while men were sleeping, the enemy came. May the Lord help us to be awake and be able to see when the enemy is attacking the next generation, so that they do not suffer and lose the real God, that they may not serve any other God but him alone. Kitobala John 14, reading from verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. The love of God should never depart from our hearts. Meditating upon the word should never depart from our hearts. It is a commandment that they forgot. Hence, the next generation did not know. Ladies and gentlemen, we should never move away from the truth of the gospel. As I read Deuteronomy 6, I'll start reading from verse 5 to 7. Ere hakibala. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. Here is the importance of teaching diligently then children. That means the next generation must be diligently taught. Ho bohlokwa hore ba itsebe, and ba itsebe e le ntho e le hore it will build them up. The Bible says they shall talk of them when you sit. You shall talk of them when you sit in your homes. It means that even at home, talk about this love of God. Talk about being able to keep your hope in Christ at home. It says, when you lie down and when you rise up, you shall talk about this commandment that he gave to us. And that is to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Let us never forget to love God. Let us never forget to teach the next generation so that they do not miss it like the next generation after Joshua and Caleb. We must pass our faith to the next generation. We have the opportunity. We have the technology, the information of teaching the next generation so that they will know what it means to walk faithfully with God. I pray that we never miss our next generation, that in every possible opportunity, let us guide, let us empower, let us teach them so that they do not miss the importance and the power of faithfully working with God, so that they do not miss the importance of loving God. Lord, by keeping the commandment that he has given us. The commandments are there to protect us. The commandments are there to help us not to bring disaster into our lives. But God is there to show us love and great mercy and grace upon us. We cannot grow cold in our love for Christ. Growing cold in our love for Christ will kill the next generation. The fire of loving God should always be burning in our hearts. We must remember that it is important to daily study the Word of God, because the Word of God will keep us, it will sustain us in making sure that we teach our children, the next generation, that God is faithful. God will never leave nor forsake us. Let us also remember to pray without ceasing. Praying for God to give us wisdom and understanding of his word. Praying to thank him for all that he keeps doing in our lives. We need to remember to worship him so that the generation and our children can see us living this life of Christianity in truth and in spirit. Let us remember the great commandment that we must love one another, that we must love God with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our mind. Let us not fail the next generation, but let us continue to teach them. Teach them at schools about the word of God. Teach them at home. Teach them in our fellowships that they must keep the word of God in their hearts, that they may not sin, but remember that there is a faithful God, that their hope must be in Christ and no one else. We pray that the hope that we have in Christ, we will be able to pass it on to the next generation. We pray that the generation of Joshua and Caleb will not happen to us where we fail to pass the pure gospel, the uncompromised gospel and the truth of the word of God to the next generation. That we become diligent in teaching the next generation, in teaching our children the pure and the truth of the word of God. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord guide you as you teach your children, as we teach the next generation to never lose hope, but to keep their trust in the God who is alive. This is Matsie Mokoena, and that's all we have for today. Till we meet again next week, we are broadcasting on SKM Radio Network USA and World. And this program is produced by Mercedes Kodu. God bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
Well, greetings to you from South Africa. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, my name is Benjamin Kutswane, and this is your program, Destined for Glory, on Finding My Way Radio. We thank God as we come to you today from South Africa. We come amidst the celebrations of the Freedom Day in South Africa, and we know that prophetically, every celebration is a construction for the greater purpose of God, for the greater intents and plans of heaven. And even as we greet you, we also connect with you to say, remember, heaven is expectant, and heaven has conceived something for every one of us. And therefore, we stand right now to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ as a way of confirmation that what heaven has conceived, nothing shall abort. And what heaven has conceived, it shall not be withheld. Remember in the book of Isaiah chapter 66, it says to us, God will never bring to a place of birthing and shut the womb. Yes, God will never bring to a place of birthing and shut the womb. And just as the prophet said, can a nation be born in a day? We do believe that as long as God is the God who cannot bring to a place of birthing and shut the womb, it is possible that everything that heaven has conceived for your life and my life will never be aborted. So we stand here expectant, knowing that we are destined for glory. We are appointed for the glory of God. For the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 4, He has created all things, and yes, He has created them for His glory. So we greet you today, and we salute you for wherever you are, that there is hope in the midst of all that you are going through and you are faced up with. There is hope, and that hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. And even as we receive Him, He becomes Christ in us, the hope of glory. So remember this, that you can connect with us through our email. Some of you have been connecting with us as you write us bkutswane@yahoo.com. And again, of course, our number is +27 72 11 51 7793. That's our mobile detention. And of course, you can connect with us on Facebook at Benjamin Kutsuani on Facebook. And again, you can connect with us through Finding My Way Radio as the platform that God has ordained for the connection of the word and for the irradiation of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord to cover the earth, even as the waters cover the sea. Even as we go now into the program today, let us pray together. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today knowing that you are the God who is faithful to your promise. We stand upon your word, that you said in your word that all of your promises in Christ Jesus, they are yes and they are amen. And we thank you, Father, today that your promises are being fulfilled in every life. We come to you in the faith of believing that the promise that you fulfilled in Christ when you loved the world and sent Jesus to die for us, that promise is released that in him we shall have eternal life. And therefore, Father, we speak the breakthrough of the seed of eternal life over every heart that is listening right now. We speak it as the breakthrough of the spirit, the breakthrough of the soul, the breakthrough in the body, the breakthrough in the character, the material, and the relations. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your glory that is being released even upon the souls that are listening right now. Thank you for the breakthrough that you're bringing into every life, even through the word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, dear listener, as we continue, we've been celebrating the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ, or breakthrough and victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I just want to connect you where we rounded it off to say in Matthew chapter 16, we heard as Jesus closed up his response to Peter, when Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," he closed it by saying to him, "And unto you I give the keys of heaven, the keys of the kingdom of heaven." And know that the keys of the kingdom of heaven means the authority in the jurisdiction of the perfected plan of God, because heaven is the principle of the perfected plan of God. That's why the Bible says, therefore, in the book of Ephesians, "Thanks be to God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places." Know that when it says in heavenly places, it means in the crowned perfected grace, which means when we come to God, we are not coming to need him for anything that is unfulfilled or anything that is suffering in any way. No, we come to him knowing that we are receiving from the heavenly places dimension. And when we receive from the heavenly places dimension, we are receiving that which is full, that which is perfect, that which is appropriate and fulfilling in our life. So it doesn't matter whatever state you are in right now, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, you have received the blessing of his revelation. And the final point of the blessing of his revelation is that he has given us the keys of the kingdom. Yes, which means it's left to you and I. Turn the key. How do you turn the key? It is by faith. As the Bible says, we do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. What is this faith? This faith in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, we remember, he says, by faith, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's right. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. What is pleasing God? Pleasing God is putting God at his place. Yes, the place of God is where God is pleased. Listen, if you and I put God where he is pleased, we are bound to experience the joy of the Lord in our lives. So he says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, which means the first object of your faith is to please God. Who is this God? This God is our Father who art in heaven. Well, we thank God to know that the blessing of the revelation of Jesus Christ. It continues as our portion. And as we are connecting, that Jesus declared that we receive the keys of the kingdom. And as we see how David became the prophetic fulfillment of what comes with the blessing of the revelation of Jesus Christ, that his father Jesse allowed him to be loaded as he was going into the palace of Saul. Remember that David was already anointed by God for rulership. Now the mark of this anointing was that he was given bread, wine, and the gold to go along, and all was loaded upon this donkey. Now, if you remember very well, you will see that this looks like how Jesus entered Jerusalem, the triumphal entry of Jesus, when the palms of the trees were laid upon the road for him to ride in. He was riding on the donkey. So when Jesse was giving David all the provisions loaded upon the donkey, it was a day of prophetic significance of the Passover lamb, Jesus Christ. And then he gave him bread and wine, which is the Passover mark, which means when David went into the territory of Saul's palace, he was having the Passover mark. And along with that, he was given the gold. Now we know from the book of Leviticus, we know that there would be the scapegoat that the priest, when they were bringing the offering, would release from time to time to wander away. Upon the gold will be released, the sins of the people spoken and confessed, and it will be led to go away out of the city, out of the camp. In the same way, this gold represented Jesus Christ bearing our reproach outside of the camp. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the blessing of the revelation of Jesus Christ, just as it positioned David to escape the death of threats of King Saul. In the same way, the blessing of the revelation of Jesus Christ is God's positioning for you and I to escape the arrows that fly by night, and those that come in the day shall not touch us. What that is the blessing of Psalm 91. Yes, it is the blessing of the secret place of the Most High. We are positioned in the way that we cannot be overcome by the arrows that come our way, which means we are positioned for the fulfillment of the blessing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue rising up against us, we shall condemn. Why? Because this is the blessing and the inheritance of the saints and the servants of God.